Stop 6. The building closest to you is where the laboratory was housed, 3 stories high and built to be as fire-resistant and explosion-proof as any building can be. The walls were heavily reinforced, but the roof was loosely fastened. During the 20s, it was well worth taking the risk of explosions seriously when handling film. This reporter tells enthusiastically of how practical, spacious and light the laboratory premises were.
Överallt där så är möjligt är rummen stora, ljusa och luftiga. Även mörkerrummen är rymliga och välventilerade. Inalles sysselsättas ett 50-tal personer och de olika avdelningarna.
The laboratory worked to a well-structured pattern when processing film. Negative film from the shoot was developed on the first floor after drying on large drying wheels on the top floor, where the large rooms for sorting and splicing were also located. The material was taken down to the ground floor, where the positive film was copied, printed and washed. These procedures were, of course, changed in pace with new technologies, not least with the onset of talking films, which led to some significant changes in the laboratory. Now, if you turn round and stand with your back to the laboratory, you'll see the small glass studio. This is where many of the classic silent films were produced during the 1920s, including Filmstaden's very first production, The Phantom Carriage. The large production studio was once located behind the small studio. It measured 40 by 25 meters and was Filmstaden's busiest studio. Both the large and small recording studios had glass roofs so as to get the most out of the daylight, since the nitrate film used was not so sensitive to light. In 1921, the director Victor Sjöström crafted an innovative and technically and artistically successful film from Selma Lagerlöf's novel The Phantom Carriage. This story tells of a drunkard who, as a punishment for his misdeeds, is condemned to drive the carriage of death and pick up lost souls. The film's narrative structure and particularly its special effects were groundbreaking and shot by cinematographer Julius Jansson here in the square, which was transformed into a cemetery. The advanced camera technique and double exposures used in the film became something of a world sensation. Cinematographer Julius Jansson, one of the brains behind the technology, shot some 80 films produced here in Filmstaden. Under the pseudonym of J. Julius, he immortalized such films as Gösta Berling's Tale, with Greta Garbo, and of course, The Phantom Carriage.